It is officially Tuesday, and we're jumping right into the entertainment news. Bill Murray made the news over the weekend. Bill Murray, I think, approved his record of awesomeness Saturday. He was on ESPN's College Game Day.
He's in one of the movies that's out now, too, yes?
I don't know. He may be. I mean, he does that kind of thing occasionally.
No, actually, he's in an upcoming movie. I thought it was the trailer. It was one of the trailers before Captain Phillips.
You got to see Zombieland if you haven't seen that. Bill Murray is in that. Great, great scene with Bill Murray in that film. Anyway, Bill was a guest star on ESPN's College Game Day on Saturday, and out comes 78-year-old sportscaster Lee Corso.
Lee Corso is an old coach who's part of the College Game Day panel, and he usually picks the winner of the featured game that day and puts on the head of the mascot of that particular team.
Well, this time he came out dressed as a Native American in honor of the Florida State Semi-Holes.
That would be Seminoles.
Huh? No, they're a half-ass team, so we call them the Semi-Holes.
They're ranked second in the country. There's nothing half-assed about them this year.
Florida State sucks. That's all there is.
Are the Seminoles one of those teams that has a waiver concerning their Indian name?
Yes, the Seminole tribe has given them permission to use that name.
What do you know? The college organization got all upset.
Has nothing to do with
Got all upset and said, hey, you have to change your name. Florida State went to the Seminole tribe and said, do you mind? They're like, no, we like it. So they told the
NAACP.
Not the NAACP.
The NCAA.
NCAA. You know, is there a difference? Anyway, and just say, why don't you guys go pound sand?
Okay, so Lee Corso is now dressed as Chief Nakahoma or whatever you want to call it.
So Bill Murray, who of course was very much pro the other team, Clemson Tigers, lunged, grabbed Corso, threw him to the ground, and did lots of wrestling moves, just pummeled him. Now, of course, it was all in good fun. It wasn't. He didn't hurt him at all.
Well, Lee Corso is 78.
78 years old. Now, if you'd like to see this video clip, it's on the website, or it's on the Facebook page of the show, Seth Mila WSAU. Go to Seth Mila WSAU on Facebook. Click like, and I just loaded the video of Bill Murray taking down Lee Corso and beating the snot out of him.
But Bill Murray must be in his 60s or maybe 70s also.
60s, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. It was very, very funny. Very, very funny. You watch your shows, don't you? The General Hospital, that's a big thing for you in the
back
afternoon.
Back in the day, back in the 80s,
sure.
I did.
I'm not
surprised.
That's pathetic.
General Hospital in the 80s was awesome.
No, there's never been a time when soap operas were I. And by the way, you probably should turn in your man card.
Did you have a moment when Think of Laura came on?
No.
Oh, man. Jeannie Francis back in the day was hot.
All right, man card. Give it.
No. There are a lot of men that watch soap operas.
You don't even have a man card, do you?
Talk to me, Mr. No Sports Guy. Talk to me.
Globe magazine is now claiming that soap legend, and this is probably going to be very upset for you, Anthony Geary is threatening to leave General Hospital after 35 years because he's being forced to take a 50% pay cut.
Tony Geary, of course, plays Luke Spencer, has played him for 35 years. Not bad, playing the same role.
Sure.
Job security in the entertainment field is hard to come by.
They're saying that he's 66 years old. He's been playing Spencer since 1978. He makes $1.5 million a year. They're saying, you want to keep your job, you're going to drop down to $750,000 a year. And he's saying, no, I can't live off that much money. That's horrible.
Well, look, they have to manage their production costs. These things are expensive to churn out.
Yes. And seriously, there's got to come a time when people are just, why? Just turn it off. Put reruns of old Mr. Rogers on or something. You know.
And if you go to New York,
because
most of the soaps, I believe, are still filmed in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
There aren't many left, I don't think. I think a lot of them, in fact, I think, didn't all my children just go online? They're filming
online. What are you even looking at me for? I have no clue.
The actors and actresses all moonlight and try and do Broadway stuff, too. So, like, they're all getting second paychecks.
Get real acting jobs.
Well, no, I mean, they understudy. They're on call to fill in whatever the plays happen to be there. Sure.
Speaking of real actresses, Betty White shot an ad for the show Off Their Rockers. And it spoofs Miley Cyrus's video Wrecking Ball.
Okay, now wait a minute. Is Betty White still mentally alert. I mean,
she's
in her 90s
rocking.
Now.
91 years old, still sharp as a tack.
Or does she just have a really good agent, say, Betty, yes. after the Snickers commercial, you do this and you do that.
Maybe.
And people will laugh. It'll be good.
I don't know, but she comes across as being right on. Remember we talked about her hitting on Gavin McLeod yesterday, wanting to, you know, take a ride on the love boat with Captain Stubing, if you know what I'm saying. She says in the video, she says, I got some ideas from recent pop culture events that really got the kids talking. At that point, she crashes through a concrete room while riding a wrecking ball. And unfortunately, Tom, I know it's upsetting, she is fully clothed.
Well, everybody is doing a sort of a spoof on that video now. Did you see the video of Hulk Hogan doing a spoof of wrecking ball? Wearing a thong.
And his feather boa.
Hulk Hogan wearing a thong was a very disturbing sight.
Folks, Miley Cyrus has won. She can declare victory.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, she won. She is
talked
now,
about her. She's the hottest thing.
Yep.
She's whatever.
She accomplished exactly what she wanted to accomplish. Last but not least, you ready for this? A list of grandparents that are still out there rocking. You want to? I'm going to do the top 10.
Sure.
I've got a list here of 25, and it lists them, I guess, by how much they're making and how much work they're doing. Top 10. Keith Richards is 69 years old, has 4 grandkids. How did that happen?
Keith Richards is 69?
69.
He looks like he's about 80.
I know. Joni Mitchell, also 69, has 2 different grandkids. Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones, 67, has 3 grandkids. John Lydon is 57, has 2 grandkids. Joe Perry of Aerosmith, 63, 1 grandson. Jimmy Page, 69, has a granddaughter. James Taylor, 65, has a grandson. Bob Geldof, 62, has a grandson. Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Well,
his son Jacob has a couple of kids, I think.
He has 9 grandchildren, mm-hmm. including 18-year-old rapper Pablo Dylan. And B.B. King, 88 years old, still out there, is rumored to have 50 grandchildren. between 8 to 10 great grandchildren.
He was Adrian Peterson before it was cool.
Apparently, Lucille gets a lot of action. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Are you still frustrated about the health care plan? Well, we have an option for you. Maybe there's something else that you can do.
Can't afford the Affordable Care Act? Then you need to download the Affordable Care app from Apple.
Hello.
Just tell Dr. Siri your symptoms.
I have a sore throat.
And she'll give you a diagnosis.
I think you have butt cancer.
Butt cancer? From a sore throat? I want a second opinion.
Okay, you are ugly, too. Ha, ha, ha.
The new Affordable Care app from Apple.
Dr. Siri, I have a headache.
Send me a topless selfie. You just may need to be spanked.
Healthcare you can afford, as close as your iPhone or iPad.
I still can't believe I might have butt cancer.
Just to be sure, stick your phone up there and I will have a look around.
The Affordable Care app, in the App Store.
I cannot believe he fell for it.
From Apple.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.